God has given all of us a mission to make disciples here and everywhere for the glory of God. We want our church to be a launch pad for sending people out on the mission God has for them. Regardless of who you are, we all have a role to play. We are all involved in God's story. We pray that the story shared through Mission Control will encourage you to see how God is calling you to be used by Him.
Hello, my name is Amanda Levy, and I'm the Communications Director here at First Baptist Melbourne and the host of this podcast. Today we have Marsha Bowling joining us. Marsha is serving right now. She's working at Fellowship of Christian Athletes as an administrative assistant under technically Dan on paper, but she also works with Jason Shack, and we were teasing that I feel like every podcast episode just has to have some sort of string back to FCA or Dan Carter or Jason Shack. Yes. But that's awesome. I'm really looking forward to having this podcast episode recorded and having other people have the chance to get to know you and hear your heart. And so I think it's going to be great.
Awesome.
So usually, and Marsha says she's listened to every, or watched, I don't know, every podcast episode, except for maybe two. So she is familiar with this. We're going to do a fun space-related icebreaker.
Okay.
I kind of like am stretching on this one.
Okay.
I think it still technically counts as space-related, but we just had the solar eclipse. Did you watch the solar eclipse, or have you watched any other sort of eclipse things that stand out in your memory?
Yes, we've done both.
Okay.
So yes, I did sit out in my backyard with my sunglasses and watch the solar eclipse.
Nice.
Yes.
It occurred to me, things have just been so crazy and busy here that I didn't even look out my window. And then later when I got home that day, I saw the picture of everyone on staff out in the parking lot looking at the eclipse.
Yes, I saw that too.
Except for Amanda, who was sitting at her desk. So that's cool. Have you seen any of the total eclipses?
Wow, I don't remember if I can't remember if I've ever seen a total eclipse before.
Okay. Okay. Would you travel to one?
Oh, would I travel to one? I don't know if I would travel to one.
Yeah.
Too much traffic.
I think in like 10 or 20 years, we're getting a total solar eclipse here in Florida. So if you're still here in Florida,
We'll just wait.
There you go. Why travel to it? It'll travel to us.
It will travel to us eventually.
Well, it was fun talking about this one, a stretch, outer space. But I'd love to talk about what's happening in your space. So where are you currently on mission in your life?
So I'm currently on mission with Fellowship of Christian Athletes here in Brevard County, but also the greater Central Atlantic area, which encompasses Brevard, Indian River, St. Lucie, Martin, Okeechobee, and Palm Beach counties.
Wow.
So a good chunk of the Central Atlantic coast here.
This is a loaded question, but what does one do as an administrative assistant with FCA?
There's a lot of things, you know, working obviously with our local team here in Brevard County and just, you know, getting materials into their hands to, whether that be Bibles or camp materials for students, for the athletes on campus, helping in the back end, everything that goes on the back side of things, you know, from the finances to just day-to-day record keeping. I mean, keeping track of the different huddles, which are the Bible studies that we have going on, you know, helping with board meetings, local staff meetings, planning statewide events, actually. Mm-hmm. So we actually have a couple of things that First Baptist has hosted several things for FCA. We have a couple more coming up in the next 12 months or so.
Nice. It's been amusing to us because, so the FCA offices, I don't know if you know this, are across the street from our church campus here, and our life group meets there.
Yes.
Do y'all have like a weekly staff meeting on Thursdays?
We have a weekly staff meeting on Tuesdays.
But you have a whiteboard in that room, and it's always amusing to us to see what was discussed in their weekly staff meeting this week.
Well, you know, funny thing is we don't even use that.
You don't?
As a staff, we don't use that whiteboard. That's mostly
There's always
for,
stuff on it.
There is, and it's mostly for the local community leagues that are going on. So probably what you've seen on there most recently are all of the 3-on-3 basketball leagues. Yes.
Okay.
Where we have, I think they said close to 130 athletes.
Wow.
What was it? ages five through maybe 12.
Wow.
And those were all the teams. So those were all the names that you saw on there.
Okay. How did you get to working as an administrative assistant with FCA?
Wow, that's a loaded question.
Yeah, I'm
right?
full of loaded questions.
I know. So FCA, I've been working with FCA now for almost 3 years.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I was on staff here at First Baptist Melbourne.
Yeah.
So we moved to the Melbourne area 9 years ago after my husband retired from the Air Force.
Okay.
And looking for a church home. Being Air Force, you know, we got plugged in fairly quickly because you never know.
You never know.
You're never in a place long enough to, take a lot of time.
Is this the longest you've lived in one place in your adult life or since you've been married?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
This is. So we lived in California total about 10 years.
Okay.
But it was split.
Okay.
It was split between Los Angeles, San Francisco, and then back to Los Angeles again.
Okay.
But as far as living in any one place,
wow.
in any one home, this is the longest.
Wow. Okay.
And I would say that's probably for my entire life.
Wow.
Because I moved a lot as a kid.
Were your parents military as well, or you just...
My dad was in the Navy until I was 4.
Okay.
But then after that, he took a job with Orkin Exterminating.
Okay.
And he was in upper-level management.
Gotcha.
So we moved around just as much.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, nine
years.
So
you moved here 9 years ago, started attending church here.
Yes, started attending church here, and, you know, we were in a transitional phase of life. You know,
yeah.
I had been homeschooling our kids up until that time, but they were getting ready to start. We were going to let them go to public school that time. So we had a senior in high school, a freshman in high school, and an eighth grader.
Okay.
So it was a huge transition. Now I've got all of this extra time on my hands, and I started looking for work.
Uh-huh.
And one Wednesday night after I had dropped the kids off here for youth group, I was driving back over the bridge and just having a conversation with God about, you know, I knew I needed to get a job, mm-hmm. but I was still a mom.
Yeah.
And I was still a wife. And
yeah.
even though my kids were in, you know, 8th grade, 9th and 12th grade, I still felt my presence at home was very much needed.
Sure.
And I had met Laura Sokoloff, who used to be Jason Shack's admin here at church.
Okay.
And I just thought, God, that would be the perfect job for me, to be able to work at a church where I know that you're going to be working with people who care about you, where things can be flexible, like we were just talking about. I'm like, that would be, in my mind, the ideal job for me.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving, I'm feeling guilty about having these thoughts because I'm like, I love Laura. She does a great job with the youth. I love her. How can I even have these thoughts? But God, that would just be the perfect scenario for me, I think.
Yeah.
So come back to pick the kids up later that evening. And I always got here a little bit early. I was talking with Laura, and somehow jobs come up. And I told her that I was looking and not sure where I was going to go. You know, I had been a homeschool, stay-at-home, military wife, a dependent wife, you know, for the last 22 years.
Yeah.
What was I going to do? And I didn't have any idea. My degree is in education.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to go back into teaching in the school system, but I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
And Laura started telling me, she said, well, Shaq and I have been talking, and I am getting ready to retire and transition out. And we both feel like you would be a perfect fit for this job.
Nice.
I had not shared anything with her. So, of course, I started crying, right? Because that's what we do. And I started telling her about the conversation that I was just having with God. And so the ball started rolling, and I applied for the job and interviewed with Shaq and Laura, and they hired me. I was the only applicant for the job also.
That makes it easier.
That made it a little bit easier. And so I started working here in September of 2015, okay. I guess. So I worked with Jason Shack on staff here for 3 years until he was called full-time into FCA ministry.
Yeah.
I remained on staff another year, and there were some things that came up in our family, just health challenges with my mom. And it was the time that I just needed to step back and focus on our family again, all in God's divine timing. As, you know, there were some other health challenges in our family that just reared their ugly head over the next year. And so for 2 years, I was I stayed home again and just took care of my family. And during that time, we saw our oldest, our daughter, get married.
Yeah.
And shortly after that, Jason reaches out to me again and says, hey, we need another admin here at FCA.
Yeah.
Do you want to come on staff? And that was the time I had literally just that week started throwing applications out.
Wow.
Again. So here we are 3 years later. I'm with FCA, and now I work with Jason Shack and Dan Carter as both of their admins, and, you know, Brevard all the way down to Palm Beach.
Wow. That's cool to hear how God just, he didn't make you wait long once you were ready for that.
No.
That's awesome.
No.
How did you come to faith in Jesus?
I've always said I grew up in the church.
Uh-huh.
I come from a Christian home. I come from a Christian heritage, you know, just my grandparents. And it was something that I always heard and always knew. And I think that I was probably about six, and my brother was actually being baptized that Sunday. And I was watching him, and I was watching our family, and I knew that I needed that too. And I think that was the time in my childlike faith that I accepted Christ as my Savior. I was baptized probably 3 years after that. But then, you know, fast forward, 20 years later, maybe, 21 years later. And I just had not been growing in my faith. And walking. I mean, I was walking, but I didn't have that close fellowship with the Lord.
Yeah.
And we were in Montgomery, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the Lord really tugging at my heart that I needed to take a step to be more active in my walk with Him. And for me, that meant I actually wanted to be baptized again. Because I just remember thinking back to 9, I'm like, I don't know that was really, that I did things the way God wanted me to do.
Gotcha.
And so in Montgomery, Alabama, on an 11-month assignment, so we were there for 11 months, I was baptized again and just really started, you know, by that time we had 3 kids.
Yeah.
Right? So, and just really started growing more in my relationship with the Lord.
What have been some of the anchors in your life? As you've had so many seasons to your life with all of the moves,
yes.
How have you kind of stayed grounded to your faith?
You know, for Ken and myself and our family, we always made it a priority every time we moved that getting plugged into a church was the first thing we focused on.
Okay.
And in every place, you know, whether it's, you know, we were stationed overseas for a couple of years, and there it made sense to be plugged into the base chapel.
Gotcha.
And so you have that immediate community. But in other places, it's always been quickly getting anchored, quickly finding a Sunday school group or a life group to get plugged into, and people that you can do life together with. And I think also part of our anchor has been our families.
Mm.
You know, both of us grew up in Christian homes, so having parents that we know we could go to and talk through challenges or difficult times and know that they were praying for us and would give us biblical guidance was always a benefit too.
That's awesome. What are some things that have, now going back to current day,
yes.
What are some things that have really excited you in working with FCA? And what are some things you're seeing God do in FCA?
Wow. God has opened so many doors for us here in Brevard County specifically. And I would say this past year, we have just seen a lot of growth. But, you know, I'm kind of on the backside of things, right? Yeah. I'm not on the front lines. I'm not the field staff. I'm not at the high schools. I'm not out there ministering to the students.
Directly, yeah.
Directly, no. I'm on the backside of things. Mm-hmm. But to see the pictures come through of baseball teams huddled up together after a game, praying with the other team, to get a picture of six baseball players who prayed to accept Christ after practice one mm-hmm. night, to see the students being empowered and stepping up and leading on their campus, and almost just to see a fire burning in the students has been amazing. And coming from my vantage point, you know, I can see from all the staff as they're sending in all the different pictures and just hearing the stories also in the all abilities pillar of our ministry. The families that we're ministering to, and just hearing the stories of encouragement that are coming from there has just been, it just lifts your spirit every yeah. day.
As you look back, do you see obvious places of God's direction in working in this particular role administratively? Have you always kind of been behind the scenes?
Yes, I would say I've always kind of been a behind the scenes person. You know, when we lived in Los Angeles, of course, we were homeschooling our kids, mm-hmm. and we had a large group of homeschool families back then, and it was like we didn't have a community, though. Mm-hmm. You know, there were a lot of us, especially military. Mm-hmm. So we started a homeschool group together, but again, that was kind of behind the scenes. We did yeah. that behind the scenes. So I've always, yes. I would say I've always been kind of the behind-the-scenes logistics mm-hmm. admin-type personality.
What are some roadblocks you've had to work through in these seasons and years of ministry?
Roadblocks. I mean, obviously, being a military family, on average, we moved every 2 years.
Wow.
So, at the time Ken retired, we had been married 22 years, uh-huh. and we were counting last night as we were walking. I lived 10 locations with Ken in 22 years.
Wow.
And during that time, of course, he had 2 1-year deployments. Uh-huh. So he had gone and come back and gone and come back. And I would say also one of my biggest roadblocks was maybe myself, just getting out of my own way and knowing that God created me for this purpose. Not everybody's called to be on the front lines.
Yeah.
And so getting outside of my own head, really.
Yeah.
Working behind the scenes. I think, you know, we were talking about this earlier. Yeah. There is... If you don't have somebody working behind the scenes, the on the scenes work isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
So I love to be where God has called me right now
yeah.
to help put all those pieces together, to equip, you know, those that I do serve
yeah.
to be able to go out and do what God has called them
yeah.
to do also.
Yeah. I think it's easy to shortchange ourselves
so
as
easy.
Behind the scenes. And this is the whole being on camera is a new thing for me.
Yes.
But I would also consider myself more of the behind the scenes
right.
person. And so you think like, oh, well, the person who's going out to
yes.
the huddle or directly leading this, like they're doing the ministry.
Completely.
And I'm equipping them to do the ministry.
Yes.
And then it's easy to buy into this lie that it's just that. But like,
exactly.
No, it's all ministry.
Right.
The church is all the body of Christ.
Yes.
And we all have to operate together.
Yes.
And it requires the front line person who's seen doing the ministry.
Right.
And the behind the scenes person who's also doing
Very
ministry.
Much.
But maybe not being seen.
Not
so
being
I
seen.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Marcia said she was nervous, but I enjoy totally. Throwing people who are nervous, who are behind the scenes, and showing other people there are other pathways.
There are
other things that God could be equipping you to do ministry that does He has uniquely yes. already equipped you for.
Yes.
And you would probably like we would you, do you enjoy your work?
I love my work. do we call it work?
You know, sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do. Yes, there are days that it is work for
yes.
sure. No, I totally enjoy what I do. And so a joke that we have around our house uh-huh. is, you know, my husband has always been the frontline kind
yeah.
of guy, right?
Uh-huh.
But he's always had the admins that come
yeah.
and support him. And so he refers to a good admin as the dead horse.
Okay.
And so the story behind that is, you know, they always used to say that, and you know, when a horse reaches the end of its life, they send it off to the glue factory
yeah.
to be processed and become glue. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've heard
but
this,
but that's the
yes.
story.
Okay.
And so he's
we
like—
We can research that later.
We can research that later, yes. Don't,
not
don't,
the point of the story. Go
it's
on.
It's not the point of the story. And so he refers to me as the dead horse. He's like, you are the glue. And you need the glue.
It got there. It was taking a while.
Yes. Yes. So dead horse glue holds everything together. So uh-huh. just think of me as a dead horse. I don't
there
know.
There you go.
Yeah.
The glue. Nice.
Yes.
What have been some things or influences that have helped get you through it and inspired you to be where you are today?
I think to come out of the whole to get the proper frame of mind as to what I'm doing, I went to admin training
uh-huh.
with FCA about uh-huh. 8 months after I had been on staff. And I had heard this said before, and I had heard this, that they say this at admin training. They tell you the president and CEO of FCA comes in and speaks to the admin. And how often, you know, I even said it here, oh, I'm just the admin.
Yeah.
He comes in and he addresses the admin, and he's like, there is no such thing as just an admin, because
yeah.
if it weren't for you, I couldn't be where I am.
Yeah.
I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. And
yeah.
and that work is important to make things run more efficiently and effectively, you know, to be the best resources of – or to be the best stewards of the resources that God
yeah.
has entrusted us with. I do things on the backside to allow the field staff to be able to do that. And so for me, just gaining that different perspective
mm-hmm.
and my husband talking me off a ledge, you know, quite a bit of, oh, you're just the dead horse, honey. You're just the dead horse. I'm the glue.
The glue sounds so much nicer than dead
does.
Horse.
It does. It sounds so much nicer than a dead horse, but he's never going to say that. And so realizing there is such a need, and you know, the Bible even tells us we all have a different calling,
yeah.
right? I'm not called to be on the front lines, but
yeah.
I am called to be right here doing what I am doing, which
yeah.
you know, makes it
yeah.
enjoyable most of the time,
yeah.
right?
I think for the most part, when you're walking in what God has for you, for the
yes.
most part, not always, for the most part, you kind of enjoy it.
You do.
You get joy out of it.
You do. There are still challenges.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I mean, that's how we grow. God grows us through those challenges. And so I thank God.
Yeah.
Sometimes after the fact. Not, I try to during the moment, but
yeah.
I do. I'm thankful for those challenges. And, you know, I'm thankful that he has called me to be where he has called me, you know. Like we had said, flexibility. I'm still a mom.
Yeah.
I don't have babies anymore, but I'm still a mom.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we're anticipating grandbabies soon. And I still have the flexibility to
mm-hmm.
go be with my kids when they need me
mm-hmm.
or be with my husband or, you know, take
yeah.
a trip
yeah.
and still do my work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's, yeah.
Especially post-COVID, the flexibility of remote
yes.
work and our minds were forced to open to this.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, even though we do have an FCA office across the street here from the church, I go there maybe 2 days a week.
Okay.
And that's primarily because we have staff meetings.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Was it difficult making that transition from stay-at-home mom, homeschool mom, to now my kids are in public school and I'm working mom?
It was. It definitely was. You know, for the most part, I would come into work while they were at school.
Yeah.
But there was still a transition, you know. I had been home.
Yeah.
For 22 years, for the most part, for 22 years, taking care of our home, taking care of our family, you know, managing our finances. I did. As a military wife, I took care of a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
you know? And so now I'm not in my home all the time and learning how to balance.
Yeah.
I can't say that I did it very well initially.
I can't say that I do it very well.
Yes. And in learning to say no was hard.
Yeah.
Learning to say no was hard.
For me, learning to lower my standards for what I think should be done is hard. Particularly in the home.
Yes.
Like, we just stopped, this is an aside, this is a rabbit trail. We just stopped folding laundry in our house. We just don't have room in our life for that right now. And that's okay. God will still honor it. We clean our clothes.
They're clean. You know, I remember when our kids were old enough that they could start helping fold the laundry.
So now that I've stopped folding it, my 3-year-old and my 2-year-old, they can sort it. And they can put it away.
Yes.
And I realized, wow, I've invited them into this process of keeping the home orderly.
Exactly.
Because I lowered my expectation
and so
of what this had to look like.
Is it done perfectly?
No.
Of course not. But is it done?
Yes.
Yes.
Are the clothes somewhat wrinkly? Yes.
Yeah, but you know what? They'll straighten out when they wear them for
That's
a little
why
bit,
I
right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Learning to lower our standards on things like that, that at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Yeah. Don't fold your laundry.
Oh, I'm not.
Not that you need my permission, but don't fold your laundry.
Oh, I will continue. Don't you worry, Marcia.
That's awesome.
What advice would you have for someone who's kind of feeling like they're in that transition period or they feel like God's stirring in them to do something or to be on mission more, but they don't know what that is or they don't know where to go?
I would say continue to be open, continue to pray about it. I think I can honestly say when I started working here at the church, almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know that I thought of it as being on mission initially.
Yeah.
I
can relate to that. I understand that.
I grew into that.
Yeah.
Totally grew into that. And I think just realizing that God has a place for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what that looks like. We need every piece mm-hmm. to make up the entire body.
Yeah.
One piece is not more valuable than the other. And just trusting where God is leading in that time.
Yeah. As you look forward, what are some things that excite you with FCA or family life, ministry, any of it?
Wow. With FCA,
it's a loaded question.
It's a loaded question. You were full of those today. You know, I'm just looking forward to just seeing how God continues to use FCA and grow FCA here, in Florida. I mean, our current Brevard County staff and family members, we just printed a card a month or so ago. We have 104 staff, spouses, children, in-laws, grandchildren, and to reach every we need more. Yeah. And so I'm excited to see how God continues to grow that here. I'm excited for new seasons in my own life. Not to put any pressure on my daughter and son-in-law. We are looking forward to being grandparents, yeah. you know. And I shared with you earlier, our first grandchild is in heaven. Yeah. And so we look forward to meeting a grandchild
yeah.
here and just, you know, learning to be empty nesters.
Yeah.
It's a different season.
How long have y'all been empty nesters now?
So I guess, I mean, I'm calling it empty nesters. I mean, the youngest two.
I mean, I'm calling
two,
it an empty nester.
Yes.
They don't full-time live in your home.
They don't full-time live empty in nest. Our home. They're still on the payroll
yes.
of mom and dad.
Yes.
But since the beginning of August,
okay.
we moved our boys over to Florida State. So they're finishing up their degrees there. And so we've been.
How's that transition been for you and
empty
Kim?
Nesting. It's been interesting. You know, I think good. For the most parts, I mean, you know, like anyone in life, we have our ups and downs and
yeah.
and learning to adjust. And, you know, for so long, your world revolves around so much.
Yes.
Your children,
yes.
right? You know, the dirty laundry and the clean laundry
yes.
and the, you know, this one has to be here and that one has to be over there. And,
yes.
You know, just the schedules of everyone, it's consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for me, I homeschooled for...
It's even more consuming, yeah.
Yes, for 12 years. And so it's been a transition, but it's also been a sweet transition of, you know, just learning to do married life together with just the two of you on a day-to-day basis. It's good, you know, taking walks and... We eat out a lot more than we did before
hey.
Because, you know, who wants to cook for just you and one other person?
That's
so,
true. Are y'all still involved in a life group right now?
We are.
Nice.
Yes. We have an amazing life group. In fact, we leave every Tuesday night and we look at each other and we're like, man, we love these people.
That's great.
It is. Yes. So have a great life group here at First Baptist. And
it sounds like God has you in a really sweet season right
yes.
now.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
He does.
Well, it's been enjoyable.
Thank you.
But to wrap things up, what advice or encouragement would you have for someone who's feeling the call to make disciples here and everywhere for the glory of God?
My advice would be to make disciples here and everywhere for the glory of God doesn't have to look like a missionary out on the mission field.
Mm.
It doesn't have to look like a pastor filling the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the soccer mom who is maybe having a Bible study.
Yeah.
With her child's soccer team.
Which y'all have with FCA.
We do.
What are those called?
We call them community huddles.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about the community huddle?
Yeah. It's basically, you know, for parents to be present where you are, you know, like you're not quite in this season of life yet.
They're still a little too young.
They're still a little bit too young, but you'll be there before you know it. You know,
yeah.
whether it's basketball teams or soccer teams or dance teams, wherever you are, after a practice or after a game, you know, whatever, bring water, bring Gatorade, bring
yeah.
whatever the snack of choice is, and just have a short little devotion with them. You know, plug for FCA. We do have materials that help with that.
So y'all have resources?
We do. We have resources that make that very easy. And just, you're already there.
Yeah.
You're already there at the ball field. You're already there at the dance studio. You're
yeah.
already wherever you are with your family. Capitalize on that.
Yeah.
And make disciples here.
Yeah.
And everywhere.
Yeah. If someone was interested in the community huddles, where would someone go to start that or ask more?
So you could you can contact us through our Brevard FCA webpage, which I believe is brevardfca.org, I think.
Sounds good to me.
I should know this.
I can put the accurate link if it's not.
Thank you.
Somewhere in here.
Yes. And also, I mean, if you wanted to email, of course, you could email me, and that's mbowling, B-O-W-L-I-N-G, at fca.org.
Awesome.
And we can put you in touch with the right people, get materials in your hands, whatever we can do to come alongside and help.
Yeah. I like that. I think the nature of as-you-go discipleship could not be understated.
Right. I mean, especially at certain seasons of life.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, Definitely. Thanks for coming, and thanks for conquering the nerves.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Amanda.
Of course. I've looked forward to this.
Me too, mostly. After I got past nerves.
I've looked forward to just seeing you too, but I've gotten used to being this, so
yes,
I understand.
I have absolutely been looking forward to seeing you.
Very good.
Yes.
You've done great, Marcia.
Thanks
for sharing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mission Control. If you're interested in learning more about Launch 10X and the different ways to get involved in what God is doing here at First Baptist Melbourne, a great place to start would be visiting our website, launchme.church. Next time on Mission Control, we have Tracy Anderson joining us. Tracy has been a member here at the church for a really long time and has a lot of great, encouraging things to share about how God is currently using him in this life. It's a really encouraging podcast episode that I don't think you'll want to miss. Until next time, have a great week on mission with King Jesus.